With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay.
I love these virtual choir music videos of all these people at the worship centers and churches who can't really go out right now but are still putting out the word, putting out creativity. I do love seeing those pop up. And on this Sunday morning, Michael Myers, all I want to do is just relax, Radio Hope. That's all I want to do right now is just relax for a second.
You know what? Maybe that's a great great suggestion for me today. But I feel guilty when I relax, which is kind of silly. But anyway,
I don't like being idle myself. But
what's up?
Well, I want to just clarify, because I'm going to post this on the thread that I had posted the original thing is, my humanized statement.
Okay.
Forever, minorities have truly been dehumanized in the sense that.
I don't mean to be rude, but what specifically are you referring to when you said my humanized? Oh, your humanized statement, but you also
yes.
Did you do a program yesterday about this?
No, this is the first time I'm talking
okay,
about
I'm sorry.
This specific
I'll be quiet.
Status.
I really will.
But minorities have never really been humanized. I hate to say it. They've been used as political pawns for the last 40, 50 years. And, of course, those that commit police brutality on African-Americans and minorities also don't see them as humans. So why can't I say, let's humanize everybody. Let's humanize disabled people. Let's humanize the Hispanic community, the African-American community. Because right now, Biden said it, Biden said what he thought, which is if you don't vote for Trump, you ain't black. And apparently, no one had an issue. Well, I'm sorry. Everybody had an issue with it, but they didn't really say why. I didn't really hear the word humanization at all. Actually, I heard dehumanization. So why am I posting about humanization? Is that wrong when we're already talking about dehumanization when Biden says something? I don't understand this.
Well, remember a while back, and maybe you do, maybe you don't, I told people to be wise and don't live in fear, and I got attacked for that. So, the problem is the minute you stick your head up above, the proverbial sand or whatever, someone's probably going to find fault with what you're saying, because that's what we, I guess, like to do as human beings, find fault with others. Judgmentalism. But remember, the way you judge is the same criteria that you're going to be judged with, which is kind of scary.
And the sad part is, Michael, I had to say I had to clarify cops, because they were like, well, if you say cops and you're humanizing the bad ones, I'm like, are you kidding me? Don't you not know me by now? But I made that correction saying good cops. Okay. So there's no confusion of who I'm talking about. Then I also did say, and I think this inflamed people a little bit, white people who have families too, because there is this anti-white sentiment, sadly, when it comes to all this, and we need to understand that we are humans too.
Oh, and and maybe this response, bottom line, folks, and I truly believe this, we're all created in God's image. Every one of us are created in the image of God. That's all there is to it. For that reason alone, we need to respect each other.
Mm-hmm.
But you can say that all you want, and people are still going to decide to do what they want. And that's just part of, I guess, being human in a fallen world. And I think that's what we're in. And I need to go fishing today.
And I want to play you something. This was amazing to watch on TikTok. And I know maybe it's an algorithm that causes certain things to be shown more than others, but this was powerful. I don't know if you can hear it through my headset, but this is powerful.
For all humans, this uniform doesn't make you a robot. Just like your uniform, your skin color doesn't make you a criminal.
I mean, that is so true. The uniform
I don't know what it was.
Well, the guy says, the uniform doesn't make them a robot, and our skin color doesn't make us, a criminal or something to that effect. So,
a great point. Absolutely.
And this guy was hugging cops in the protests. And yet, why do we see this? Because the media doesn't want to show us this. No, they don't.
Doesn't get ratings.
And you know, the media also would love to say that there are no riots going on when really behind MSNBC's Ali Vesey, there's burning buildings. And it's like, what is going on with this?
A friend of mine sent me a message yesterday and he said, and just like that, COVID-19 is over. Well, it's an interesting point because now it's the riot thing. To me, it's just an extension of what is coming up in November when we vote. A lot of this is just it's tied in, and I don't know what to say.
I do feel like these crises rapidly advance to the point where it's literally one thing after another, and I'm trying to wrap my head around how that happens. It's just one week after another, there's something different.
Well, maybe it's planned chaos.
Well, definitely paid chaos, because all these people aren't even from the state. I mean, I truly believe not all of these people are Minnesotans protesting. There are actually people being shipped in there to
bust in and very possibly being paid. Yeah. Could be.
I have an article that I want to share saying proof that liberals pay protesters. Kind of.
Yeah, I tried to pull up that particular website, and of course you can't reach it.
Payliberalprotester.com, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
Yeah. It's I don't know.
And then I did go on to say immigrants of all kinds. Now, I don't really mean the violent ones, but I know if I said violent ones, people would freak out about that, so I tried to stay a little neutral with that.
Well, it's you almost have to play. I was going to say you almost have to play politician, but that would have to be. That's not true either. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, Alex. Jesus.
I know
Jesus.
It's too early for my deep thinking here, but I feel like I need to explain this, and I think you can help me with it too. Because,
well, I'm checking it out for sure. I'm curious to see what it's. I like to. You know what? Oh, listen to this. This Mike, Killer Mike, referred to the video of the George Floyd thing as murder porn. Wow. I know. It's like, why would people? I heard the audio. I didn't watch the video. It's some stuff I just don't need in my head. Well, you're just afraid to see what's really going on. Hey, there are some great things going on in this country. SpaceX.
Space exploration, baby. I'm wearing my Jason Project shirt.
That is so cool.
Let me see here if I can do
what
this.
Am I wearing?
There we go, Jason Project. I was on an expedition in 2005.
Nuh-uh.
At the Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena, California.
You weren't either.
With NASA.
Whatever.
And you saw that picture probably. And we did talk about the Mars rovers. We were in front of them and took pictures in front of them, a replica. And so... I'm wearing this in honor of the astronauts, because the Argonauts, the astronauts, we're all kind of similar, right? We're all exploring one way or another. And I have no idea what the heck you're doing on camera there, but...
It's a shout out.
And I worded it that way.
It's a shout out to Blake's Garage. My nephew has his own business called Blake's Garage. It's kind of a retro garage kind of a look. It's pretty cool. Anyway, okay.
Michael, I actually want to run this by you. So you might have... You might think of it this way. In 1969, wasn't there that point of chaos like we have now? And then all of a sudden, the moon launch just brought everybody together again?
Oh, wow. What is it with you and staying on top of stuff and history? Yes. In fact, I was at the time, I was dating a gal whose dad was a policeman. And someone, a bomb went off at the local police station where he was. That's where the pigs thing came out. Pigs, oh. but they made it pride, integrity, guts, and service. I like that. Mm.
By the way, I'm realizing I didn't even really introduce you properly. Radio Hope, Mike Myers, and 9 a.m. Eastern. So you remember that day though, that whole day of the moon launch.
I remember, you mean the actual walking on the moon?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, it was kind of, what time of the year was it?
It was July, so it was summer 1969.
Oh, the summer of 69. Yeah, I had just left the, I just got done necking with my girlfriend, actually, to tell you the truth.
So you went one small step for mankind with her, I guess.
We could talk about baseball and bases, but no. And I would like to reconnect with that young lady. She's not so young anymore. Obviously, she'd be 66 also. But yeah, just a second. Is there anything in your past that you're ashamed of?
Of course, there always is.
Would you like to go into detail? And I might consider going into detail, but maybe no. I'm kidding. Yeah, it that was a time when I was three time and they all showed up at the same party. Boy, that's not a good thing.
Did they coordinate that or?
No. Oh wow, I don't know. I could ask the doctor's daughter. All I know is.
Be like, did you all plan that to try and bring me down?
And then my jerky little brother wrote a song about it. Golly, what a turd. I mean, sorry.
Your little brother, that wasn't Dale that did the.
No, that would have been Chris. We used to call Chris the Banty Rooster. He would just.
Always sort of like yank. Me, according to you, right?
No. You're just excited to be alive. Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a question? I'm kind of happy that we're digressing. Is that the right?
Yeah, I guess.
What is driving you? Or do you normally get up very early in the morning? Oh, wait a minute. It's an hour difference. I already forgot.
Never mind. Well, you're the reason why I get up to do this, because I want you to inspire me to do this radio thing. Get whatever's on my mind out there, and then my junk can fill again with more stuff to say tomorrow.
It works. Oh, by the way, along with that, and I'm trying to stay focused, Chapter 4 is about doing a positive addiction is what we're a part of right now.
Oh my God, you just synced into my brain there for a second.
This is a good thing to do every day. And there's two of them. One has to do with exercising, and the other one is meditating. And this isn't so much meditation, which sometimes I get really irked when I'm doing a show because of what happens in the chat room, which is part of the problem when you're doing this kind of sort of for yourself, and you find, and then you got people like you're talking about that start, criticizing you. It's like, well, so much you're having enjoyment in this. Now I'm going to be thinking about that all day long because somebody thinks I'm a racist.
Well, that's true. And the positivity thing, though, I want to zoom back to that.
Okay, zoom.
Just like the lockdown where we can't advocate for reopening, we now can't advocate for humanity for everybody. This is just bizarre. It's like there's a sector that wants us to stay miserable, and I won't have it, Michael. I will not have it.
Ooh, a little bit of a goosebumper there. You're right. You are exactly right. And you know, yesterday was so encouraging to get outside and see people just doing stuff. The neighbors having get-togethers. You can smell the fires they got going in the backyards, mm-hmm. and they're not from riots. Oh, that was kind of funny. Kind of.
All right, I guess we can crack a joke about it. But
It's not funny. And Des Moines started off great. I just watched a video this morning about what had happened in Des Moines, and it got ugly. They started throwing bricks, and there's just a few agitators. Yeah. It only takes one agitator in the washing machine.
But one brick can ruin a whole business. How crazy is that? So.
Ooh, cornerstone. Christ is the cornerstone. Mm. You take that out, and the thing falls down.
So I'm glad that we see eye to eye on that. And we're missing God. This is the whole point of this. We're missing God in the conversation right now.
Where is God in all of this? A great song.
Don't you wonder it every day? By the way, are you like me and not watching TV late at night of these riots because it's not good for our mental health? It's not good for my mental health to see them, that's for sure.
Actually, I don't. I haven't watched national news in quite some time. No. I can't do it. So I listened to Tom French, a preacher guy from Australia.
Is he the boobies guy or is that
Melbourne? Yeah, he's. And we're going to be doing an interview here soon. I told him, or I asked him if he would consider it. Tom is a
Well, if he bails, I can try and do an Australian accent for you. So.
Oh, it's thick. And then I won't talk about another guy I was listening to. His name's Ken Davidson, but I just talked about him. He's got a really thick accent. He's from Ireland.
You aired that, and I think that got a lot of reaction when you aired that specific sermon Ken Davidson did.
Actually, you know, not much is happening on that stream, which is okay.
I've learned about this, Mike Myers. Whatever reaction is, whether it's...
I hope I didn't lose you.
Nope, you didn't. I'm here.
Ooh, I clicked on something I maybe shouldn't have.
That's like a setting up for a cybersecurity scam. But
that's funny.
But and by the way, thanks to Sandra Eastock for joining me yesterday, and my buddy, the Neighbors Upstairs podcast. I've had a lot of people running through this show. I mean, this is growing, and you're helping me take this off. Take off with this.
And vice versa. I am really kind of surprised. Oh, which was another thing. Okay. Positive Addiction and doing our podcast. If we're not doing it for ourselves, first and foremost, as a positive addiction, it can backfire.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the fact that you're getting the response you are, and again, I'm looking forward to looking at your news feeds. It's terrible. It's kind of like podcast porn, I guess. I don't know.
I think I mentioned to you this yesterday. Don't you think it's like the reopening is the riots? Like this is the reopening of America in a very twisted, sick way. It's like a second act of 2020, so to speak.
And I think part of the problem is like sheep, we've all gone astray, and I think we're straying off of the truth with a capital T, and that just brings me back to the fact that we are. What happened to one nation under God? We got too many different gods. That's the problem. Where's the unity?
Well, yeah, where is the unity? And Ed Delgado, our good friend, Caramel Conservative, said to me, you know, people were put indoors because maybe some were suspecting this kind of thing would happen, and like they'd want us indoors while the anarchy was taking over. But basically, in the name of public safety, we would be inside while the others were trampling over everything. So,
is that part of a song, trampling down the... His truth is marching on.
Love that song. I play that Memorial Day. His truth is marching on, Michael.
Glory, glory. I'm sorry.
No, sing for 4 minutes. I have nothing else to say.
You are a very, very funny man. I not sing for that long.
It's just, I don't know. And then I just try not to piss people off today, I guess, is my hope. But then again, I can't stay silent. Oh, this is what I was going to say. So you're airing these different sermons, and you don't know if the you don't know if the reaction is going to be there or not. I've learned one big thing in this quarantine. Just keep trying it out. Just keep trying, because you really don't know if you don't try. And
yeah,
I've taken that to my workplace too. I don't know. If I have no confidence I can get a guest, I won't know I can't get them unless I really try. So I've got more satisfaction in the actual trial and error this time around than I ever have before.
Well, Thomas Edison, you know, how many quote failures were those failures, or were those just attempts and led to the final?
And it's funny you mention him, because remember, Tesla was sort of X'd out for his findings. Like he was kind of like shoved to the side, Nikola Tesla.
Why are you so smart? Why do you have so much knowledge? What do you do in your spare time? Do you have books in the bathroom?
No, I have nothing. It's just...
Oh.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You have this sponge brain that just sucks it up and then retains it, and you can go and... That's pretty cool. Although I can do that with music lyrics, I did realize.
That's awesome. So you can be in the middle of a sentence and all of a sudden realize that you want to sing a song or know the song lyrics you want to sing.
Yeah. Alexa, play Try a Little Tenderness by Three Dog Night.
Here's Try a Little Tenderness single version from your library.
Can you hear
on
that?
Amazon Music.
I can. Yeah.
Oh, well, we won't go there. But anyway, that happened yesterday when I was talking to my lovely, lovely wife, Laura.
Does she ever wonder if you're cheating with Alexa?
There was a night when we first got our smartphones, and it was kind of the Android, what's it called, Siri?
Okay, yeah. iPhone Siri, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, I had mine set up to call me Master Myers. And we talked for like 2.5 hours, and I think she was getting jealous. My wife.
With the machine for 2.5 hours.
Oh, you remember I had some blow up dolls. I got rid of them.
That's like the movie Her, where the guy would be so obsessed with Scarlett Johansson's voice as Her, you have to check that movie out.
Another movie. Man. You just never stop to amaze me.
Why I mentioned Tesla, Michael, is because that company won the day yesterday with SpaceX. Tesla is kind of getting his credit where credit's due through Elon Musk, because Tesla launched SpaceX.
Now, I didn't know they were
I believe
related.
So. I mean, I think that's what they had said, but I just know Elon is incredible. Sometimes I don't like the character of him, but to do what he did yesterday was truly, truly historic and remarkable.
Well, get this. So I start watching the thing. It's like, I think 30 some minutes before, you know, countdown and liftoff and all that. And at like a minute and 30 seconds before, this homeless guy calls me and he's got a problem with his car. Actually, he's not homeless anymore. Annie Waller Cook got him a place to live. But it's like, I got to get this guy off the phone quick, because so thus Blake's garage, because that's where he got his car fixed last time. So nice. I gave him Blake's number and got to watch.
Isn't that funny, though? That's the reality of it. Like, we can be so immersed in something as fantastical as a space launch, and yet phone rings, snaps us out of it, and here we are in reality. And it's like, I guess maybe the TV screen doesn't matter sometimes.
To me, at that point, I was a little ticked that this guy was interrupting me in the middle of something like that. That's why I don't always answer the phone.
Well, but here's the thing where I think you can work on, not that I'm your psychiatrist or anything.
No, but I do appreciate this. I bring it on, man.
I think that from what we've talked about.
Yeah.
Is that you seemingly think people plan on when to call you, and then it's like they're just calling you whenever. I mean, they're not planning when to call. I mean, he's not like, oh, the space launch is on, let me call Mike and interrupt it. I don't think he had that.
No, I think God is just punishing me.
Oh, stop.
Why is God allowing this to happen to me? Why is it me that people call?
And why is it me? Why is it that I can see perfectly peaceful streets in my neighborhood, and yet we're being told it's anarchy everywhere? Like, what is this thing? It's like, no, step outside your door. You could see peace on your street.
Alex, again, you're hitting it out of the park. The kingdom is here. We can really enjoy a peace that passes all human understanding if we just understand this is, I needed this. Wow. The kingdom is within, never mind. Wow, that was good.
Now, was I a little fearful? And I'll be honest, I kind of was, because my dad and I were in a park, and I was like, what happens if these protesters, some of them start marching through the park? I don't know what could happen, but it didn't happen. But the fact that it didn't happen showed me there's a different world that we're seeing in reality than what we're being told we're supposed to be seeing.
Wow, that's deep. Huh, worldview, Christian worldview. I don't know. You're
or
hitting
just
some
worldview outside your window versus worldview outside of CNN's window, what they want you to see.
Yeah, and then some guy ends up mowing my yard, and I'm ticked off at him because he didn't mow it the way I wanted it mowed. He did it for free. Anyway,
well,
that's for another day.
They made some incredible memes because Trump, you know, was was yelling, was supposedly talking to this kid who was mowing his lawn, and like you see him almost screaming at the kid, and it's like, it's so funny. I gotta find this now. Just keep talking. I'm gonna try and research this. Hold on.
Just keep talking. Okay, Let's see. I don't know what to talk about. Oh, I listened to this great CD yesterday. No, not Papa Roach, although that's got some good stuff on it. This one. Nope, that's not that one. Never mind. Suicidal Tendencies. It wasn't that one. Anyway, it was a good CD. Oh, he's still typing. So
eventually, but
it was called Seven, S-E-V-I-N, and I listened to that I think three times completely through. I went to Des Moines yesterday to pick up some stuff that belongs to my youngest, and I got his USB mic that he's gonna start podcasting. He's got quite a story to tell.
That'll be good. And you're encouraging him to podcast, I imagine.
So. I think it's one of the healthiest. I think it's extremely healthy. Although do be prepared. If you do podcast and you've got a chat room or you have any way people can respond, don't be surprised that people may get upset with you because you're not doing it the way they want it done.
That is so true.
So you're going to send this to me, I hope?
Oh, yeah, here. I mean, it's kind of derogatory to Trump, but this is.
Hey, look, I don't worship the ground the guy walks on. I mean, just quit tweeting sometimes, would you? Think before you open your mouth. I saw the one of him kissing. They show him kissing his wife, and it's kind of a. And then they show him supposedly kissing his daughter. It's like a full on. It's like, come on, guys. Jeez, that's just wrong.
Oh, come on. These are low quality. Anyway, so this kid's mowing the lawn, and you have Trump yelling at him. It's just hilarious to me. Here, all right. Let me just do this one then, just as an example, because I'm getting a little frustrated with my technological skills here.
Yes, my here technological skills.
Something like
this. How do you do this stuff?
So that's him yelling at the kid. It was so funny to me.
That is funny.
And they have him saying it's a perfect phone call, yelling at the kid, it's a perfect phone call. I love these things.
Well, if you can't handle laughing at yourself, you got trouble.
Mike, I had posted, oh, thanks, Trump, or, you know, on my Facebook page, I said, I posted an email Trump sent to me, supposedly in his name, and
yeah.
It says, you're all anyone's talking about. And I said, really, Donald Trump? People started jumping on me. How can you be so, you know, insensitive during this time? And it's like, can we have a break? Can we have a minute of laughter or something? Like, nothing's dark all the time.
That's very true. And we need to, people just need to lighten up a little bit. We're just too, I don't know.
He recently died. He recently died, but the guy from Singing in the Rain, who's saying Make 'em Laugh. I love that song. You gotta look it up. Make 'em laugh. Make 'em laugh.
Oh, boy. Well, actually, I don't have to, but I might. Oh,
I
my lead.
I recommend it. I recommend
rectum.
I recommend it.
Oh, no. My lead is so short, there's not enough to grip. Make 'em laugh.
Yeah, and Donald O'Connor is the singer's is the actor's name.
Oh yeah, I know. I yeah.
He's running to like boards. It's such a great song, and yeah. Hey, did you listen to the Christmas Carol little song I sent you before?
I'm not a Spotify person member. I can't listen unless I have Spotify. Evidently.
What is going on outside?
I don't know, but you had a siren earlier.
I think someone's watering the grounds next door or something. I don't know.
Okay.
It's very weird. And I've got birds upstairs in the eave,
yeah.
Right above my, right in the water drain, like, coo, coo. And I'm like, what is going on up behind?
Wait a minute. How are they going?
They're like, you know, they're making pigeon sounds. Yeah.
Ooh, making pigeon. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
exactly.
That's an owl.
Like,
oh. I sit outside and do that, and then birds get excited and start wanting to mate.
This is as funny.
Have you ever seen or heard pigeons mate on a
wire? It's funny you mention that. Yesterday in the park.
On a wire?
No, they're like, no.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's it. I saw one who was like puffing up his chest and everything and trying to get. And after a few minutes, I finally realized what he was trying to do to that poor other pigeon who was running away from him. It's like, oh, that's what's going on there.
Bird porn.
Because I don't know why he's like fluffing out his wings and all of that. I don't know what that's about. Then I realized, oh, all right.
Yeah.
And, because female pigeons are just like sometimes females. They run away from you.
Oh, there's a show right there. Wow. Hey, speaking of that, and I know we're all over the place right now.
Which is good.
I think sometimes it is very good. My wife is actually, she's ready to come on and do a show sometime. She's only done maybe two, and that might be an embellishment. It might just be one.
So it'll be more than, all right, I'm going outside for a while, honey.
What?
It'll be more than just saying goodbye on the air to you, basically. Like saying, oh, I'm leaving for now for a few minutes.
I remember
one show. She came in there and said, I'm leaving for a bit. And you're like, where are you going?
Oh, that was, yeah, are you taking lotion? I remember that was very inappropriate. That was so, I'm going by myself. Oh, Michael. You are so sick.
Man, I have burned off a lot of calories just laughing at your jokes today. So
that poor woman. I feel kind of bad for her. Mm. She has to, you know. And then yesterday she said something as we were sitting there. We had brats, very good brats. We were sitting there and she said something and I'm like, wow, I don't understand. So it's okay for you to make those kind of comments. But for me, it's like, you really need to stop that. I mean, it's really embarrassing. Mm. What? Oh, Lord help me not get too upset.
That's the thing. We don't get upset because we have some sort of will in us that just causes us to stay as upbeat as we can. And
That's not true. Sometimes so for the most part, you're right.
Through suffering.
Through, yeah, I can't. I'm a cheap speller.
Made perfect through suffering.
Yeah, we're made perfect in Christ through suffering. That's just part of life. You're going to suffer. So I guess it's what you do with the suffering. Do you grow from it or do you get all ticked off and start lashing out at people and throwing bricks and stuff? So.
But I'm just saying from a perspective of everybody is so locked in these protests and their or riots and their they don't want anything funny to be passed through to them. It's like they don't want any humor in their life right now. And it's like, why? Why can't we have a bit of a laugh on something?
So let me ask this question. If that, and I believe that definitely can be the case, but maybe it's a little twisted because I don't know if you saw the picture of these guys. There was a car on fire back behind them, and they're all posing for this guy taking a picture, and they're doing this. It's like, what is up with, is it, I don't know.
But like if someone heard this, and they will because I'm going to post this on the actual feed of that thread because I want people to understand where I'm coming from.
Uh-oh.
So your name will be thrown out a little bit. Mike Myers, Radio Hope, 9 a.m. Eastern. What are you doing now?
Trying to block this stuff over here so they can't.
Can't buzz bum call you, bum rush you via call.
That'd be all right. I don't care.
You do like taking calls, though. I noticed that. You do like having that.
Oh, did you like how I baited Ed to call in? Because his show the other night, he was going to tell us, what's the meaning of life? And so he ended up calling in yesterday, and he said the meaning of life, number one, is we're all going to die. That's the meaning of life. No, it's not. That doesn't make – that's a fact. And I said, and then the judgment. That was my response. Yep, it's appointed for everybody to die, and then the judgment. Ooh, thanks, Myers, jerk.
he did a thing last night too. He did a bit of a show. What I didn't even ask him what's on today's 9 a.m. hour Eastern time.
Oh, it's Sunday, and I've already gotten chastised by Miles McKee.
Oh yes, Miles McKee.
Yeah, I got chastised this morning because he finally sent me the title of his sermon. Yeah. And I was like, finally. And he said, what do you mean finally? I sent it out on the Wednesday Word. Oh, excuse me. I didn't read the Wednesday Word. And I am going to read it, though. He's got good stuff. He really does. You I need to respect. Huh? You buck Egypt. Here's a message. Here's a message. One of my six computer screens. One, two, three, four, five. The message was, best always to check and see. Yeah, well, because in the past, he's always sent it to me in a private message on Facebook. And now it's, well, why didn't you check that, you buck Egypt? We'll be discussing this before his sermon.
Well, stay tuned. We'll be doing a little back and forth before.
I need to respect him. I really do, because he's creating God's image. But I think God made a mistake. But not with me, because I'm more Christ-like in my behavior and very humble.
Wow. No, this is huge as heck right now. Thessalonians.
Uh-oh.
My verse of the day.
Yes.
For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
Rapture.
And thus we shall always be with the Lord. That is Revelation, sort of.
Rapture. Although that word rapture, I don't think is in there anywhere. And is that something that I think about a lot? No. I do think more and more about how important it is to get the message out. But anyway.
By the way, it's the first Sunday in Pentecost, right? That is what today is.
I don't have a clue. What is it with you people? I just love Jesus. What first day of Pentecost? What the?
Because I thought it was Transfiguration Sunday today, so that was my mistake.
All I know is the Dollar Tree's open. What is it with you people and your religious? What is it?
I've started to really enjoy these different themed holidays every couple weeks in the church. I think it's kind of interesting. We celebrate all different parts of Jesus's
and
then transcendence, and then coming back, and then being born. Like, it's all that.
And we do need to be reminded, because we leak. So Miles said, best always to check and see. And then he said, utter shame. Because I told him, he hangs his head in utter shame. And he said, utter shame, don't be so silly. It's nada. Does that mean it's nothing?
That's normally what it means.
Okay. Yeah, normally. But who knows, coming from the Buck Egypt man. Calling me. At least he's not calling me lass. Oh, wait a minute. There's something. Jesus. There's something below that. Nada, my amigo. Oh, see.
So we won't be berating you on air today. That's good.
But I already have. So now what the hell do I heck do? I said hell.
All right, but I did have, because I had premised the whole day today as like Transfiguration Sunday, and I found out it's not. I do have a question, though. What do you want to send up to God right now? What thought, what prayer do you want to send up to God right now? Because I think Jesus goes up every day and then comes back down. It's like he makes trips.
I think we have a constant connection through his spirit. So I think it's like an instantaneous. But that's a great question, man. You ask it. What was the question? I forgot already.
What? So good, he forgot about it. What do you want to throw up to God this morning? Like, what is your
first thought? Of all, I don't want to throw up. People, keep watch on my son. I think that's the first and foremost. I keep on having these little flashbacks of what happened the other day, and it's heavy.
And in addition to, do you get have flashbacks of him as a kid? Like, when you see him struggling now, do you think like, oh man, I miss him, when I wish it was like he was simpler. It was a simpler time with him. Or
actually, I'm glad you brought that up too, because those are cool memories. I remember when all this stuff was going on many years ago about, you know, the whole gender people deciding whatever. And I said, so Daniel was about 3 or 4. And I said, so Daniel, how do you know you're a boy? And he just took his finger and he pointed right at his crotching area. And he said, yeah, I got one of these. That was precious.
That's adorable. How old was he?
He was probably 4 at the time, I would guess. Oh. And then, yeah, that's probably pretty accurate because he was born on Halloween. When did we move? Never mind. And the rest of that story is we were camping, just him and I, and evidently I quit breathing.
Oh.
And I woke up and he was laying right next to me in a sleeping bag, crying his eyeballs out. I said, what's wrong? He said, I thought you died. You quit breathing. Oh. And the other day when he had this little, wasn't a little seizure, he had.
Yeah.
He had stopped breathing. That was hard. Yeah. So, you know, let's make sure we realize how precious life is. I guess that's the thing for me today.
My dad amazingly, after seeing me yesterday for a while, made it back to his place in Brooklyn before the protests really walked by his place.
Wow.
10 minutes before that happened. Michael, we are in a circle of people that are seemingly blessed, and I still don't understand it at times, but I'm very appreciative that God's with all of my family and myself.
Yeah.
And you and Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess I better get stuff set up here, and we're still using Zoom because the audio quality is so good.
And you got to get your morning report up, like the video. So I'll let you do that too. No?
Nope, I won't be doing that today. It's all good.
Okay.
That's something I don't have to do every day, but thank you because it definitely, people can take 3 minutes of me, but I don't know if they can.
Well, that's the thing though. If you put 3 minutes of yourself, maybe they'll be like, oh, what is he going to say today? Now, obviously, you're putting it out to people who know you, so it's a little different than putting it out to someone who doesn't know you, I guess. But
it's out there. It's my Facebook is completely open to the public, and my wife thinks I'm crazy because I'm just asking for trouble. But I said, you know, it's also like fishing all over the world.
Don't we ask for trouble every time we walk out the door? I'm just saying. So
maybe.
Like it's a risk. I mean, not when you think of it on the surface, but it's always a risk to step out just a door because.
Oh, it is.
Because anything can happen.
Crossing the street.
Just like right here, I have stairs next to me. Like I could accidentally fall down them one day. So there's a risk anywhere moving around.
Okay. So now we're back to don't live in fear, but be wise.
Exactly.
Don't shut your eyes. Yeah. Don't shut your eyes, Mike, going down the steps. Not a good idea.
No. All right, Michael, I'll let you go.
All right.
And I'm glad you had that messages for us today. And we'll do it again tomorrow.
Double dittos, man.
Have
Lord willing. And I think he is. I think I'll get to be here.
Same here, God willing.
And I think he is.
And have a beautiful Sunday, Michael. We'll be listening 9 a.m. Eastern.
All right. God bless, sir. Thanks.
Be well.
I'm leaving meeting.
Me too. All right. Well, one last thing before we totally wrap up here. I mentioned earlier that I want to talk about humanity. And Ali Velshi, and what I'm going to play you is a snippet of the Hindenburg disaster, as told by Herbert Morrison. I never knew the name of the man who said what he said about the Hindenburg. And if you don't know or want to hear it again, and I'm playing this as a reminder that we do have a humanity to save.
400 or 500 feet into the sky, and it's a terrific crash, ladies and gentlemen. The smoke and the flames now, and the flame is crashing to the ground, not quite to the mooring mast. All the humanity and all the furniture speeding around it.
So, if he can care about humanity, we all can care about humanity. But the other thought I thought was interesting is that he described a news event exactly as it happened. He described the Hindenburg in such a classic way. We listen to that. We remember that kind of call, if you will. But then this is 2020 journalism.
I want to be clear in how I characterize this. This is mostly a protest. It is not generally speaking unruly, but fires have been started. And
Ali Velshi on MSNBC, you were sitting in front of burning buildings saying that it was peaceful. That's not peaceful. You're trying to say that people that are burning are the peaceful ones. I've seen peaceful protesters during this. There's actual video of it. I suggest people don't listen to those who are on the front lines of this supposedly telling us that they're peaceful protesters when you see the burnings behind them. I want you to go through and watch how peaceful some of these people are. As I said yesterday, I would rather take a streets blocked off of protests over being told, yeah, this is peaceful, that there are some peaceful protests here in front of burning buildings. I would rather that. And that brings me to this final little bit. This was 2014, and for anybody who thinks that I don't have an interest in covering what people are fighting for, I want you to turn to this just, 6 years ago. Well, this is interesting. Just outside 111 Broadway, they are protesting. I can't breathe, hands up, don't shoot. Alex Garrett on the scene for you right here, outside of 111 Broadway. So, Ali Velshi, that's peaceful protesting. What I was describing there is exactly what was going on. They weren't unruly. They were being peaceful, marching down the streets. I took a picture of the 2017 Women's March, the first one with Trump being elected. I thought, man, I miss those days too, where it was just signs and chants and that was it. And at the end of the day, we must take this advice one more time.
This uniform doesn't make you a robot. Just like your uniform, your skin color doesn't make you a criminal.
Let's remember that today. In our postings, in our conversations, in our dialogue that continues as the unrest continues. It's like our dialogue has to now defeat the rioting, the unrest. Can we do it? Yes, we can. If we put our mind to it, each and every one of us. I'm Alex Garrett. You'll be hearing from Wayne Vanderwall, who is the author of The Gospel of Santa Claus. Yeah, Santa Claus. We're talking about him in the middle of May. Why? Well, you'll find out. And I'll talk about some other stuff with regards to these, with the unrest. All that coming up later in the day. But for now, 9 a.m. Eastern, Mike Myers. We'll talk to you soon.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.